The Work in Boulder, Colorado. St. Helena, California, August 14, 1907. The Lord has presented to me the condition existing in the Boulder Church. To those who have a genuine interest in the work and cause of God, I am bidden to say, there is an important work to be done for the Boulder Church. The Lord wants men who are strong in the faith to come to Boulder and let the light of truth shine forth in clear and distinct rays. A decided testimony is to be born in this place as to what is truth. There are opportunities for doing good work in Boulder if men who have stood there as stumbling blocks will move themselves out of the way. Too long have they confused minds with their supposed intelligence, but which is not a sanctified intelligence. Men are needed now who are humble in heart, who will seek the wisdom of God and walk in the light. The day of trouble is fast approaching. Satan and his emissaries are working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. I am charged to say to the people of Boulder, watch thou in all things, for Satan is playing the game of life for your souls. The church should now make determined efforts to obtain soundly converted men for laborers. If ye then be risen with Christ, the Holy Spirit through Paul declares, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, and not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 1-4. What an inducement to faithful service these words hold out before us. Every talent we possess, from the largest to the smallest, is to be held as a sacred trust, and is to be improved in the love and fear of God. God's glory is ever to be kept in view. The smallest talent, faithfully used, will secure for its possessor a larger trust. My brethren and sisters, there is a world to be warned. Let there be a breaking of the heart before God, a cleansing from the soul of every element that would unfit you to be workers together with God in giving the message of the third angel to the world. God delights to accept the human agent, that he may make of him a partaker of the divine nature, and work through him for the salvation of perishing souls. It is only when church members become partakers of the divine nature that he can use them to represent his character to the world. It is then that Christ's words to his followers are fulfilled. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 20.